in Zayin Lamed Aleph to get into the swing of the sugya to understand Tosfos. We had Omar Rav Yechiel Kofa Safo Memayit. If he had turned over a Safo, so that is Memayit the Shir Goiva of the Kaisul, and Memayla by him is called Tashmisha Benachas. So the Gemara is, Vamay Dovar Anitl B'Shabbos Hu, V'Dovar Anitl B'Shabbos Einei Memayit. So the Gemara answered, Leitzriche De Chabrei Ba'aret. He put some mud around it, the Ritva says, Shenosn Olof Svivai Ofal Berigvei Adomo. So Memayla, so it's not called a Dovar Anitl. So the Gemara is Chibre Ba'ara Mai Haba Votanya Pago Sheitmina B'Tavim B'Charore Sheitmina B'Gecholim Im Megula Miktosam Nitelus B'Shabbos. So the Gemara had held that the reason you cannot pick it up because it's a Psatul Pominatzat of a Dovar Amukte. So the Gemara says if he had was Matmin a unripe fig in Tevin, so if it's Megula, you're allowed to pick it up. And there's no Isra of Tiltul Mukze. So it's weiter Dovar Anitl. So the Gemara answered, Och my skin in the Islay Ugnai. It has a gnaim, it has edges around it. Ke'ein safolim shalonu Rashi says, Ba'achshav ofal munach aleihem. Ba'vemezis ofal mimkoimoi. So now the ofal is not surrounding it on the side, but it's covering the gnaim. V'doime l'chayfer. Now already it's called doime l'chayfer. Since you have ofal lying on top of it. So the Gemara asked, was nana toimein lefes it's noin tachas hagefen, bizman shem miktas alin megulim, eine choishish. He's not choishish. So you see, eine choishish le mishim kloim, le mishim maisev, le mishim shvis, v'nitolim b'shabbos. So there is no iser, and as the Perish Chai brings down the picture, on page 157, So here we also have that it is covered with ofo. The top, the tilde alin, it's covered with ofo. Va'afal piken, it's not doime l'chayfa. See, it's muta. The nitlin b'shabbos. So the Gemara answers, loitzriche the boy more v'chatzine, that the chibur was so strong that you need need tools to make an ice talush. So this is already a malacha. The ice of chayfa. So therefore, in such a case, the safol is memayit. Zoktaisvis miktas alin megulin. So we had here a multitude of halachas. There's no isar of, it's not called Matthias Kloyim. There's no chiyuv meiser. Not called Neteya Bishvius. Mishum Shabbos noket lo, kach perish bekuntres. Tosfos is saying, because there are other rishonim that hold that only when it's Megula, then there's no isar of Kloyim and Shvius. So Tosfos wants to say no. Kloyim and Shvius is mutar afilu if it wouldn't be Megula, be in Gansen Tomun. As long as it wasn't Nishrash. But here, it's the Dawadi said, Mitzvahs Alan Megulim, this is only Al Shabbos, you should have a means how to schlep it out. Uporich, so what was the Gemara's kasha? Kiven the Chol Ho'ov Mechuse. If it says Mitzvahs Alan Megulim, we're speaking about a radish, Tznoin. Lefes with Tznoin. So Kiven the Chol Ho'ov Mechuse, the whole thick part, like the picture we have, picture 21, the thick part is covered. Ve'ein megula elo miktzes alim is doime l'safu sheyesh lo ignayim, that chelik is also covered. Vafal pike, and it's not doime l'chayfa. So that was the Gemara's kash. V'im taima frektoisves v'mashma Bereish kol akelim, the rabbonon, the rabbelezer ben tadoi, the islahu tiltul min hatzad shmei tiltul. The rabbelezer ben machlekes, rabbonon, rabbelezer ben tadoi, if tiltul min hatzad is shmei tiltul, or lo shmei tiltul. So the Gemara says over there in Shabbos, Pugle, which is at Tznoin, Milamato Lemilamailo. If the Tznoin is upside down. Now the Tznoin is upside down. Let's look in the Perish Chai by the Aleph. That's called an upside down Tznoin. That's the Tznoin on the right. On the left, it's the way it normally grows. It normally grows, the thick part is on the top, and the thin part is on the bottom. And upside down, it's the opposite. Al Koponim, the Gemara says as follows. The Rabbonon, the Rabbolozo ben Tadoi. The Islu, they hold Tiltu min Hatzad Shmei Tiltu. It is considered Tiltu. Puglo, Tznoin, Milamato Lamala, also. Not allowed to. Shehoov hu Lamato. Because the thick part is Lamato. So Memelo, when you pull it up, that's a Tiltu min Hatzad. Frektach Toisves, Maishno mitznoin, Shemiktas Alin Megulin. Now, our Tznoin, this price over here that says, Hatoimein Lefes Utznoin, Tachas Agefen, that in Shabbos is Mutter, this is Mutter Atul according to the Chachomim. Those Chachomim that say in Shabbos that Tiltul Minatzad is also, those Chachomim hold that if the Tznoin will be put the way we have in the picture on the left side, it is Mutter. Frektach Toisves, Maishno mitznoin shem miktzes alen megulen de shori, v'loi choshev afilu tulto min atzad, af al pi shahov tachas ha'olen kuloi mechuse. That means even though the thick part of the Tznoin, which is tachas ha'olen, is completely covered with dirt, so you also have a tiltul min atzad. What is the difference if it's upside down or right side up? But atzad ha-shoveh shebehem, the chiddush of Tosfos was as follows. That means if you could learn that the thick part or the roish of the tznoin would be above ground and the earth is only surrounding the sides of the tznoin, so then that's not called tiltul min atzad. He's not being metaltal fakert, it's the earth is just surrounding it, and he slides it up, and the earth crumbles in, but that's not called tiltul min atzad. Tiltul min atzad means if there's dirt on top of it, and when I lift it up, so I'm lifting up the dirt. That is already tiltul min atzad. So agemore akolchoch is muchach, that it's speaking about that the dirt was on top of it, because that was the whole kash of the gemore. It's doimeto agnayim, that should be nirike chayfa already. That's called that was chayfa oret. So memele here we're speaking that the earth is on top of it. Frektach toisve. So what is the difference if it is right side up, which is mutter afilu according to the chachamim, or it is upside down, which is also according to the chachamim? V'lechoshev el tiltul min atzad af al pi sheha'ov tachas ha'olin kulay mechus. So that is Taisvis Kash. The Yeshloimer emfer Taisvis, the Mikol Mokim, Kal lahagbiyoi ulenaroi min ha'ofo. It is easier looking at these two pictures. It is, if it is upside down in the oivi, is lower down and you have more earth covering it, more earth that's compact over it, the mikombokim kala hagbiyoi ulenaroi min ha'ofo yoisa mikshemunach milamata lamaila. It is easier to pick it up ulenaroi min ha'ofo. Now, we have to understand what Taisvis is saying, so it's easier. Naniach, but Mayin Shmit Leitza Hasina, we have a kasha, it's Tiltul Min Atzad, some mail, what is the Teretz? So, at first I thought Pshat and Taisvis is, Taisvis in Shabbos, Tav Kufchav Gimel Amad Aleph, says as follows, the Rabbonon also hold that when it is necessary, Tiltul Min Atzad is Mutter. That means they're also more than Yesod. Now, Pugla, Shaloi Hoya Loya Niach Ba'oisei Inyin Sheitzfarech Tiltul Min Atzad. That means if he could avoid it, if he could have made a less of Tiltul Min Atzad, and he made it this way, then they also. So it would seem that so we could learn Pshat and Taisvis, that Taisvis somehow means to say that when it's upside down, there's a greater tiltal. When it's right side up, there's a smaller tiltal. And when it can't be avoided, there was no refrigeration in those days. That was the only way they were able to preserve the tznoim. So memela, so if it, what can't be avoided is mutter. What could be avoided, and there's a great, in the head is a greater tiltal, so this is also. But from the Lashon of the Teres Chaim and the Lashon of Taisus, Balt Nochtem, we'll see Taisus somehow means to say that since it is easier to pull up, it has a locha of near and not tiltal. That this is called, like, there's tiltal, and then there's menaya. Menaya means that he's just tilting the davar hamutar and the mukta slides off. So somehow Taisus means to be saying, since it's kalak bil and not in the offer, so this is a din of near and not a din of tiltal. So al kaponim, this is kal. Ve'im taima. Abu the mashma hoche the niel lechoshev tiltul minatzat midasharei mitzos and megul. The Taisus says klal that the heter is als niel. That somehow, since it's easier to pick up, it's called niel. So Taisus says we see from here that niel is not considered tiltul minatzat midasharei mitzos and megul. Afilu la rabona. Afilu according to Rabbi Lozer, of Rabbi Lozer ben Tadoi. So niel is mut. So we see niel is kill. And now Taisa, the Kama Mishnayis to Shorul and I, and the many Mishnayis that advise Taisa that Niyar is Mutik, and this number Perik Ben Metoimnim, Noyer as Hakisui Behein Noiflois. They're speaking about that they were Machaz, they were Matmin Akdere, and they were, the Hatmona was with an insulation that was Mukta. So there, when you want to use the Cholent on Shabbos, you are Noyer as Akdere, Noyer as Hakisui Behein Noiflois. And the muktza falls. So we see that near is mutter a mishneh. Umoy shall gabi yakar, menayr es akar bei neiflis. Ve'evin shall pi yachov is matal tzida v'nefela. So we see near is mutter. Near is kill. Near is not considered tilto minatza. Vim kain, amai osa rav bepeire kire, gabi meis hamutl bechamo, lohoivchoy mi mita le mita. If there's a mace on Mutul Bacham, and they want to get that out of the sun. So the Mahapachit Mimita, Lemita, Mishum, so the Gemara says, the Tiltul Min Hatzat Shmei Tiltul. Yeah. So the Gemara says that it's also Tiltul Min Hatzat. So up to a kash. Now Taisus wants to be mevaya. Why isn't there an Issa Bosis over there? Why do you have to come on to Tiltul Min Hatzat? If he was Aval Gav de Beniach Osrinim Beperik Noitul Mitam Bosis Ledova Ha'osa. L'chayref was put on there, so the whole mitzvah becomes mukta because it becomes a Bosis. Meis b'Shabbes habekemoy shochat. So Taisus says that a meis, if he died in Shabbos, it's not called meiniach; it's called like shochach olav. They put a chai on it, and then zichalein is geboren a meis. So that's not called. It was made a bosses. V'chol dov, and that the same kasha of meiniach Taisus is asking on noyer asakisui. It's also the same thing. He put on the insulation on it. He wanted that it should cover it. So he wanted Lachayr to become a bosses. So Taisus says, V'chol dovor shedatoi litloi b'shabes, v'nicha b'kol ha-shabes, afilo b'niach choshev kishaycheyach. So by the tzir of Atmone, there taki put it down the kavone, to cover the kedere. But since it was put down with an intent that it should be taken off in the middle of Shabbos, it doesn't get it in buses for the whole Shabbos. Kehu de noiras kisei ve noifus avu pishe miskaven kisei bedovo shayin enito. Okay, so that's That's like a Maimah HaMuzga, L'chayel is a different problem over here. Why isn't it a bus? So Taisa explains why it's not a bus, it's a din of Shocha. Al Kolponim, we're back now to the Kasha. So we have a few Rayas that Tultul Minatzad is Mutta, and Rav and Perik Kira says, Tultul Minatzad is Osa. V'aymeri, the Shani Tultul the Mace. The Tultul Minatzad of a Mace is different than the Tultul Minatzad by Pugla. The whole kavona of the tiltal is letzayrich hameis atzmai. Shehu isa. V'loi domi l'chol hani sha'oisa tiltal letzayrich heter v'loi letzayrich isa. K'may lefes utznoin shein tzorich letiltal ofa. He doesn't need the tiltal ofa. V'chein gabi gizei tzema u'mois ve'even ein tzorich letiltulam. He says, here, I need only the tiltal of the Dover Hamuta. So, Bachsach Mir the Svar is, that means even though physically there's no difference wherever the Nier is, if the Nier is because the Lamaisa, I'm lifting up the Dover Hamuta and the Dover Ha'osa is sliding off in both cases. But the Shaila is what my kavon is or what my necessity is. So if the necessity is to get the Dover HaHeter, so that's the mil, so then when miyaches the pool of what I'm doing in the Dover HaHeter. The Dover HaIsr is considered like von sich allein tutzich. Since my intent is only to take the Dover HaHeter, not to be minayer the Dover HaIsr. So Memela, so we consider that Setutzach von sich allein. Masha Einkein, if the whole Kivun is for the Dover, it's not I want a Mita, I want that the May should be on Yen a Mita. So the purpose of the Pu'ula is that the May should be over there, then it's considered already, even though I'm not touching the May, not moving the May, but that's considered I'm being metaltal the May, since that is my Tzairich and my Kavon. So therefore, that tiltal minat, so it's tiltal minatzatake, physically, I'm not being metaltal the mace. But a tiltal minatzad with a kivun for the dover isel, that is called, that's considered that I'm being metaltal the mace. So Taisva says, Lahochi loy maisi be peirikire, gabi plukte da ravishmul. There in peirikire, there's a machloikis ravishmul. If you're allowed to be minayer the meis, mimita lemita. So in that machloikis, the Gemara only brings one other marim mokim, elehi the Rabbi Yehuda ben Lokish, the domulei. Rabbi the Malokish is also speaking about, there was a sreife, if you're allowed to be metal to la meis. That was only dimyan. Machloikis, Rabbi the Malokish and the Chachamim. V'loi maisi elo plukte the Rabbi Lezer ben Tadoi ve'rabon. Why didn't the Gemara bring down the famous machloikis of Tiltul min Atzad is Rabbi Lezer ben Tadoi, and the Rabbon, Rabbi Lezer ben Tadoi was the Meikel. So now it's very good, because the Tiltul Rabbi Lezer ben Tadoi is only speaking about, even though there when it's upside down, it's a real Tiltul. But again, so but the Kivun is for the Dover HaMutter. So Memele, so that has no shaykhis at all with the machloikis of Rav Shmuel, by a total mace, mimita lemita. That there is mahapach mimita lemita. Ahashtos, ishaper, now we gain another thing. Now we can understand the loitikshe ahid the Rav. So Rav says in Peirikire that total minatzat shmei total. In Omri bei Rav, Peirik toilem, the mashme de sovri shaloi shmei tiltu. In Omri bei Rav, the Talmidim of Rav, hold that tiltu minatzad loi shmei tiltu. So lucheretz a tiltu Rav, and Omri bei Rav. Ki ze ein nira loima de pligi, that is a machloikis Rav, and Omri de bei Rav. So the way we're saying is very good. He says, Rav is speaking about a tiltu minatzad, letzayich dover ha'osa. And Omri bei Rav is speaking about a tiltu minatzad, letzayich dover hamut. Ba'oimari, not reaches another klal. Afal gav de kaimulon ba'alme de tiltu minatzad lo yishmei tiltu. Al de bereish kol akelem posik rav nachman kebeloza ben tadoi. Bahi de meis halochi kerav. Because since the two different halochis. The kaimel de osa. The kaimel on halochi kerav beisure. One raya. In another raya, the rehear that we paskin like her. Umi de masik aloh. The kuli alma. The Gemara wanted to say. The Gemara wanted to say this a machlokes Yehuda ben Lakish and the Chachamim if by a sreifa if you're allowed to be metaltal minatzad you're allowed to metaltal meis b'mokim sreifa. So the Gemara wanted to say that that's the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara says no. The kula alma tiltal minatzad shmei tiltal. And the machloikis is, if they were, maybe a person is bohul or mesa, so therefore they were matat total, or also do an isa derais. So the Gemara says, umi the masik alo, the kuli alma, tiltu minatzat, shmei tiltu. Perish, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, verabonan, both of them hold shmei tiltu, and so different machloikis. So if la haloche, we don't hold like Rav, and we hold tiltu minatzad, afil atzeir dover osa, is loish mei tiltu, ave motza lemeime, loish mei tiltu, and what is the machloikis? And why do chama masa, look me, pluktai, be tiltu gomo. So since the Gemara chapt on this tzad, shmei tiltu, why is the Gemara halt la loch, it is that way, that we paskin tiltu minatzad, shmei tiltu, if it is letzeir dover osa, the ein laharich kan. Not, we don't have to be marich anymore. Sulam ha-mitzri einay memayet v'hatsuri memay. Now the Gemara is going to tell us, again, if we have a koisel that is yut fochim, and we want to be memayet, the agoiva ha-koisel. So the Gemara says, sulam ha-mitzri is not memayet, Atsuri memayet. Frag the Gemara, heichi domi sulam hamitzri. What is the sulam hamitzri? Omri devei rabianai, kol she'ein loy arbo chavokim. Does not have four rungs. It has three rungs. See what the inyan is soon. Omalei, and that is picture 22. Omalei Rav Acha Berei de Rovala Rav Ashi. My time de Sulam HaMitzri de Loi Memai. Why tak isn't it Memai? The Maise, now it's easy for him to go over the Kaisel. Or to reach the top of the Kaisel. Omalei La Shmila Chodam Rav Acha Barad Amarav Amnun Amarav Mishum Davlei Dovo Shenitl B'Shabbos. Because it's a Dovo Shenitl B'Shabbos. Chol Dovo Shenitl B'Shabbos ain't a Memai. Like the Gemari, Hochi Afilo Tzuri Nami. So Tzuri is also the same thing. It's also Dovra Nitl B'Shabbos. It's not Mukze. And for the Gemara, Hosam Koivdoi Koivoi. But there ain't a Nami in Hilchis Mukze. It is not Mukze. But since it is very heavy, so it is aimed to remain there. So even though theoretically it is a dover hanitl, and if for some reason they would want to move the ladder on Shabbos, it's permissible to move the ladder, but since most probably it will stay put, because it is difficult to move, so it has, so it's called a dover kavua, and it is memai. The Rishayim bring down, if you'll have a sulam hamitzri, and it'll have a very heavy wood for the sides and for the rungs, it'll also be memayit. They will only, and if you'll have mistama, a tsuri that's aluminum, it won't be memayit. I mean, it was dibru behoive that, with the standard, weight of wooden ladders, mitzri was not heavy enough to prevent moving it, and tsuri was heavy enough, kaivdoi, kaivoi. So Trashi, Hamitzri oil v'kotenhu v'noyach litloy misham. Ainei memayit, it's not memayit. Kaivdoi kaivoi, the kaivod is kavei. The mitoich shehu kavei ainoitlin oisoi misham. V'loy mishum iser elo mishum shekosha litloy. since it's difficult to manipulate, to move, so memeile, therefore it is memai. Ihochi afilu tsuri nami. Afilu tsuri, let us say Tosfos. He says, the Gemara had asked that even though tsuri, it's a larger ladder, it should also be mutter. Because what's the difference? It's also nittle. Mashmahoche, the whole sulamis nitlim b'shabbos. So vayis toish allowed to be metaltel asulam in Shabbos. Bein mitzri, bein tsuri. V'taymet, the v'peire kama de beye mashme, the sulam shall aliyah osa letaltel. Sulam, the purpose of the sulam was to go up to the second floor, you're not allowed to be metaltel. V'loy shari osam elo sulam shall shayvach. A sulam that's oime to go up to a shayvach, mishum de shayvchai moichiach olov. It seems that it had a different tzure, a sulam of a shayvach. So may you see, that's a shayvach. Because like this day, asa the sulam shalaliyah, they were afraid if you see a person carrying a sulam shalaliyah, so they'll think, what is he walking around with such a big ladder? Somebody wants to be metiach gagoy. That was the shimush of a sulam shel aliyah. So therefore, they asked it. Also, Marasayin the case. Bloshari hosam el sulam shel shayvach. Shem shayvachem mechiyach olav. There, it was a special type of a ladder that was meyuchet for a shayvach. So they knew that the purpose of this ladder is not to be metiach gag. Vafilu hitu sulam shel aliyah oser hosam lelishna basra. The Gemara asks Afilu not only to carry it to be matter the sulam from one place to another place is also osa. For oy the Rabchiya gufa the osa hosam mashme bishmaiten the shari. The Rabchiya over there that asks Afilu hato mashme bishmaiten the shari. The svirelei will have on that ein chesam adalef. Sulamai shall bovel tzrichen kva. The sulamai shall bovel, they're not so heavy. And memela, you have to be kaveya them. So, why do you have to be kaveya them? Lachayre, it's not a dover hanitl. He says, a ladi not allowed even to be mate. The doichik lahamid besulam shel shayvach. It's a big doichik to say that our Gemara stam is speaking about a sulam shel shayvach, and the Gemara didn't specify that it's speaking about a sulam shel shayvach. Vein nire nami lahamid hachte shmeiten krav chonem bar amid em afore shosam de b'shus harabim. Pligi, the whole thing is to carry in b'shus harabim. As we mentioned before, the whole Easter is also Marasayim. People will think he has an intent now to, why does he need such a big ladder, to be Matir Gagoy. Avavishus HaYochid was no Marasayim is Mutad, Lashilchus HaHochi, Ela Kerav Kaimelon, Doma Kolmokim Shosu Chacham Ne Marasayim, Afilu Bachadrei Chadorim Oso. V'chem Posek B'Megillah Storim. So we're back where we started from. So we're not speaking about a sulam shel shayvach, and then a sulam shel aliyah is also b'chadrei chadorim. And over here, the Gemara has problems with sulam, as it's a dover hanitl, and in Beya, the Gemara says that it's not a dover hanitl. For Rav Avraham Meforish, the hosam, v'ayim Rabbeinu Tam, the hocha b'sulam shel bayis, we're speaking about. Now, we're not speaking about very tall ladders. We're speaking about house ladders. Shederech letaltel mizovis lezovis. So there is no marasayim whatsoever on these house ladders. V'leidome lesulome shel aliyah shem gdoilim v'chozu latiach bem gagri. That was a very tall ladder. V'chein sulome shel shayva. The sulome shel shayva chanli was a very tall ladder. That was oimet only for such shimushim. So memela, there is a marasayim. But here we're speaking about a normal house ladder, which is used for different purposes in Gansen. So memela, there's no marasayim whatsoever. So therefore, it's a dover on it. That's Rabbeinu Tam's terrors. For Rav Avraham Meforesh, the hosom, that is a difference, not in the type of a ladder. It's different what day of the week we're speaking about. The Hosom be Yontif. They are speaking about Yontif. Shemoylech Hasulam Beshusar Abim. There you can carry. So he's Moylech the Sulam Beshusar Abim. Beroyin Oysoy. So he's on view and people see him carrying this ladder. So people will come to the conclusion. Latiach Gaga Yutzore. Vekivin the Oso Beshusar Abim Oso Bechadre Chadore. So in Azman, that the normal shimush is he would carry it in the Rishu Sarab. Yontav is not an eco. So then Chazal, in carrying it in the Rishu Sarab brings out Maris Hayin. So Chazal asked the, so Chazal asked the Tiltal Asulam. So we'll avoid everything. Avol b'Shabbos, the Ein Regilis Lelichai b'Rishu Sarab. Shabbos, the whole Maris Hayin is not so shrir. The Regilis Lelichai b'Rishu Sarab. Hey, she could have maybe with an Erev, with a dos, but it's not so rogel. Like gozo, bechotze, lofi peirize, so according to Rabbeinu Avrom, also letaltul salome shalomu beyontem, there's no difference between a psazasulom, tzazasulom, the difference is not the type of a sulom, the difference is Shabbos and yontem. Shabbos it's mutter, and yontem is also. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Amar Rabbi, Kaisel shebein shtei chatzeres gavoya asora tvoch. Vehiniach sulam rochov arbo mikan, vesulam rochov arbo mikan. Vein bein ze lo ze shloisha tvochim memayit. Shloisha eine memayit. Let us look at the Perish Chai. We have here two Sulamas. And he wants to, Poshet is speaking, but he wants to be Ma'ariv Echot. He wants to be Ma'ariv Bot Chatzeres. So, Ma'ariv Bot Chatzeres, you have to have that Bot Chatzeres is accessible one to the other. You don't have the Hefzik HaKoisel Bentayim. So he put two ladders. So if the two ladders are toich gimel one from the other. It doesn't have to be mamish one opposite the other. This toich gimel one to the other, so that's called, so I have a Pesach, going through from one side to the other side. So that means it's, so we went over the bridge, Jesus. We have what to be mechaber the two chatzeres. That is dafke, if it is less than gimel tvochim between one ladder and the other ladder. But if it is gimel tvachim or more, taigasnit. Shloisha ein namamait. Let us see Rashi. Ve'ein sulam rochov dalit mikan, pachotzel ze, ve'chein bezu. Ubehen, with these two sulames, oilin v'yordin mizu lezu. They can go from one to the other. Ve'ein bein ze lo ze gimel, kloima, afilu einon mechuvonim ze keneged, if it will be mechuvon, mamish one opposite the other, it's gewaldig. Afilu, it's not mechuvon. Avol ein meruchokim ze mi keneged ze gimel, there is not three tvochim from one to the other, v'havi Pesach. So this makes it like a Pesach. Vim rotsu ma'al v'nechad, if they want, they can make one begeret. Aber machokim ze miknaged ze gimel tvochim lav Pesach. Then it is not a Pesach. Now the Rabbeinu Chananel, when he brings down this halacha, and the Ritva, when he brings down Rashi, he's meisif a few words. He says, when he says as follows, ve'ein bein ze hasulam lo ze hasulam gimel tvochim, amrinen kol poches mi gimel tvochim kelovo domi. So we say, lovu dech ilu beiz asulames ze keneged ze. So the Rabbeinu Chananel says lomdis, that poches mi gimel is lovu. Now, we're soon going to learn that we are speaking about that the reichev of the koisel is a little less than dalet tvochem. Dalet tvochem is another lochem. So I don't understand how do you have a lovu, especially the way the picture is. The picture in the Perish Chai, it would seem that the distance from one to the other is three tvachim. Now, so the alachsen from one to the other is I feel that the distance will be pachas mi gimel, but the alachsen is lachayre if you have the alachsen is gimel already. The alachsen is gimel, so if Dachshon from the Chedusha Mire also it would seem you don't cheshben with the alachsen, you cheshben with the way it is in this picture. So I don't understand how you can have a lumdus of lovut. If the lecher the alachsen the because you have to take into consideration the roicheva kaisel, which could be till dalit. And that, so if the Reich of a Kaisel is a marshal before Dalit, so you lost your Gimel already. I mean, you have to go from, with the Alachsen, you have already, you'll even have more than Dalit. So I don't know, Klor, how this works. And the Gemara can, because the Reich of itself is more than, the Reich of itself is more than Gimel. Shloisha Einem Amai. This is only if the Kaisel does not have a Reichem of Dalet Tvachim. But if it's a Kaisel Arbo, Afilu Muflik Tuve, Afilu one ladder is on one side of the Kaisel, and the other ladder is on the other side of the Kaisel, it's also good. Now what is the Maila of Reichem Arbo? Zukt Rashi. V'loi Amron Ela B'Kaisel Tzah. It is not convenient to walk on top of it. You have to be a shtickle tightrope walker. So memele, which one most people are not, so memele, so it's not cool that one chutz is accessible to the other chutz. But avul yesh baruch beidalit, but if the reichev of the Kaisel is Dalet Tvach, Mafilum Muflik Tuve. So one Chotzer is accessible to the other Chotzer. Sharei Oile Le Roishoi. Umahalach Be Roishoi. Ashmegi Le Sulam Chaveirai. So Mamela, one Chotzer is accessible to the other Chotzer. So Mamela, then it is Mutter. Zakhti Gemorre Weiter. Oma Rabbivi Barabai. Bono itztebe al gav itztebe. Let us look in the Perish Chai. In the Perish Chai 25, there was an itztebe, under the goiva of the kaisel is 10 tfachim. Now there was an itztebe next to the kaisel that was dalet al dalet, we'll see. And then later, he made over that itztebe, another itztebe, with legs, and we'll see what the halacha saw. Zok the Gemara. Omar Rabbivi Barabaye, bona itztebe agav itztebe. Im yesh be itztebe hatachtoina arbo. If the bottom itztebe has dalet tvachim, memayit. So then, and the kaisel is 10. So we have. So it's memayit inami. Am yesh b'tachtoina arbo memayit inami. Ein b'tachtoina arbo. Or in another case, what if the tachtoina doesn't have arbo tvachim? V'yesh b'elyoina arbo. But elyoina has arbo. And between the Yoin and the Tachtoina, there is less than three Tvachim, Memayit. Now let us see Rashi. Bono itztebe shel eitz, al gabi ha itztebe, somer lekoisel. V'yesh avir mafsik bein zu lezu, shahoyo leol yoine raglayim. So memeil is ava mafs. Im yesh betachtoina oirech dalet. Ubon is mayit goivoy shel koisel meyut. Is memayit. Dal el yoine mehoche. So in Mela, I don't need the Yoyne. I can use the Tachtoyne. I don't know how good this picture is, because the Chiddush HaMiri says that it's speaking about that the Oyoino is not memayet the Tashmish of the Tachtoyne. That means if because the way it is in this picture, you can't step on the Tachtoyne in order to get to the Kaisel. You bump into the Oyoino. Maybe the Oyoino did not stick out so much, so Kaponim, he can stand on the Tachtoyne, and therefore it's memayet to the Goyva HaKaisel. So then we say, Dal Oyoino Mehochi. Inami. So that's one case it's good. Inami, ain bo dalit, there's no dalit, that is picture 26. There's no dalit on the tachtoine. Ain bo dalit, v'yeish bel yoina dalit, v'ain bein ze lo ze gimel, and from between the yoina and the tachtoine, there is not gimel tfochim. Is chashvine lo kechat. So then we say lovot, and we consider the tachtoine and the yoin is one. Va'af al pi sha'miyit hazeh kotza milamato, even though milamato the miyit is less than dalet, abo hoyel umismalei shi'uray milamaylo shapiyoto. But since you say lovot, so it's, we assume that it fills up, so it's also good. Now here Rashi says a chiddush. Avol yesh b'neim shloisha. Now Rashi saying pshat in the Gemara. But what if there's three tvochim between the tachtoine and the yoine? Now we have to understand the tachtoine is no good because that's not dalet tvochim. It's not dalet oirech. The yoine is there's a difference of three tvochim. Avol yesh b'neim shloisha treininu. So then it's considered two. You have two, it's tabois. Umiyut ba'avir lav shmei miyut. So that means even though I have the top, it's itztebe, is l'chayre memayit the goiva ha'kaisel, so Rashi zukta alomdis miyut ba'avir loy shmei miyut. Now what is pshat in this? So the Magi and the Chiddush HaMeiri wants to say pshat in Rashi as follows. So we're speaking about a gather of miut. We're memayit the goiva ha-koisel. We consider that the koisel is not yut for him. The koisel starts from where the itzteba ends. So memele, so this only works if the itzteba is not in the middle of the luften. That means the itzteba starts from the karka. So we consider that the kakois hakoisel over here is raised. Like we heard before in picture 19 and 157, how to be mamayat hakoisel. You put things there on the karka, so you elevated the karka for dalet vochem. So we consider the kakois hachotza starts from there. And then we can go, and so we measure the goiva hakaisel from where the goiva hakarka ends. But if you have something standing on 4 feet in this avir bentayim, so we can consider that the karka starts from there. That's in the middle of miut ba'avir lav shmei miut. Thomas, you have something shutting out in the middle of the avir, then you have to be done from the karkois. Hachotze, from the kakois hachotze, it stands for. That's how it's a beautiful svara to understand that Rashi will see Tosis also holds the same svara. This is a memre of Rabbi Bar Abe by an itzdebe. V'omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabbe Bar Avua. Sulam, you have a sulam, sheshlei voisov pilchois. That the rungs of the sulam are flying. We'll see exactly what that means soon. So it says like this: Im yesh b'shleiva tachtoine arba. If the shleiva of the bottom rung is there is dalet tfochim, there's a length. We said we need an oirich of dalet tfochim. Am I? Inami ein b'shleiva tachtoine arba. V'yesh b'shleiva al yoin arba. Vein benzel is a shloisha is also memayit. Now, what are we speaking about? So let's look in picture 27. Picture 27, we see there's two types of ladders. The first ladder is broader, ladder Aleph is broader on the bottom and narrower on the top. So there, we can use the shleiva hatachtoina to be memayit the oivei hakoisel. In ladder bays, on the bottom, we don't have a shleiva which is oruch dalet tvachim. So there, if the top rung, al kaponim, is dalet tvachim, so then it will also be good. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, she shleivois of peuches. Shleivois chavokim, rungs. Madregois shalonu, Shekairin gardits, korilei nami sulam. Now our steps, our stairways are also called a sulam. The sulam, she'enai osi ela ke'ein madregem, she'en osi ke'ein madregem, ela ke'ein shleve shalonu, she'esh avir ben chavakeyem, Aino peiche she peiche zu al zu vizokvei eitzel akoisel. So what Rashi means to say, the Perish Chai explains, let's look in the Perik Ches number 109. Now that's page 190. If we look at 190, so we will see steps. So Rashi is telling us the difference between a ladder and a step. A ladder and a step, each step is not, it's on something. It's not peyach ba'avir. Each step is a base to each step. So, bizman chazal, that was also called a sulam. This was also called a sulam. The steps are called sulamis. But these sulamis, there's no avir between the, each step. When the first step finishes, the second step shuts out. Over here, we're speaking about a ladder that Eva has arba, so we can use the banim shleiva to be mamayat the goiva kaisel. And if the top shleiva is arba, inamik the frish is gabi itztavi. Ushleve tachtoine namik shein muvdelis minakalka shloisha koma. And the shleva tachtoine is less than three tfachim minakalka. So memela, so it's the same thing. So then you'll say lovud, and we say, so it builds up from the bottom to the top. So even though it was thinner on the bottom, but that's not called already, miyut ba'avir. Let us see Taisus. Im yesh be'itzteve ha-tachtoine arbo memayit. Perish bekunteris, oirech arbo. Oirech dalet. Ubon is mayit goivoy shel koisel me'asor. Umashme. If Rashi said pshat, that the length of the itztebe is dalet for him, and Rashi did not at all speak about the width. Vaistois, there aren't any special halachas about the width. Mashmed leiboi dalet al dal. Vechein pirish sulam shesh leivosai peuches, ke'ein sulamai shalonu. In the sulam, it's like all ladders. So now, if it's like all ladders, that could be that the length of the rung is dalet vochim, but you don't have a rung of our ladder is not dalet vochim. The ladders are thin slats that is used to for the ladder. So it can't be dalet al dalet. It's like all ladders. All ladders are oirech dalet. V'teima, prektoisvis, de besamach bo'inin shi'egia sulam adroisha kaisel, de boi sulam yudalet oizayn umashu. The Gemara says later on that Ein Ches Amad Aleph, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Kaisel Asoret Tzorich. It's by the, it's a little bit after the middle of the Omad. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Kaisel Asoret Tzorich Sulam Arbo Oso Lahatiroi. That you need a sulam, taking into consideration that you, the sulam is on a slant. See what the cheshbonos are when we learn the Omad Amirat Hashem. But al kaponim, that since the sulam is on the slant and you want it to, that should reach the top of the kaisel, so as the kaisel is 10 tfachim, you need a sulam that will reach the top of the kaisel. It should be 14 tfachim. And Rabbi Yosef says a filo shloisha asara mashu, and then the Gemara, the biggest maker was a filo shiva mashu, and shiva mashu, and shiva mashu, and it's toich gimel to the top of the kaisel, and he makes it. It's not on a slant. It's flush next to the kaisel, and that's good. About al kaponim, we see a whole sugya that it is necessary for the, it is necessary for the sulam to reach the top of the kaisel. The boy sulam yodaled izayinu mashu. And here we're speaking about all you need is that they should have one rung. The bottom rung is also sufficient. The bottom rung is dollar, the shine good. The it's the base dollar, the shine good. You don't have to reach. So say no. They're speaking about that you don't have an oirech of dollar tvachim. So then you have to be able to get over the kaisel. And here we're speaking about that it's a kelt. You don't have to get over the kaisel, but you have to have some type of a platform. So then you need Dalit. So Taisa says that's not true. The Stam Sulam Berochev Dalidairi. Wherever it says Sulam, it means, normally it means Rochev Dalit. Elehechid the Koma Kolshu. Unless the Gemara says Beferish Sulam Kolshu. So then it means, even though it's less than Dalit. Like the Gemara is going to say further, Kemoi Gabi Ziz. The next Gemara is, if you put a Sulam, there's a ziz that's dalit. Let's look in the Perish Chai, picture 30. That's the next Gemara. The Gemara says if you have a ziz which is protruding from the kaisel, and you have a sulam that is leaning against the ziz, so the Gemara says, so you have your dalit al dalit, and you have your dalit, and you have your oifen how to get up to it. That's not called that's totally ba'avir. But al koponim, so there the Gemara says asulam kolshu, and yisaymechet anaziz dalit. So there the Gemara specifically says you have asulam kolshu. So vaystoy stam sulam is not a kolshu. The mishum ziz loyboy roichev dalit. V'chein mashme another raya that stam sulam is dalit. The Kama Lekalmon, Sulam Mikan, Besulam Mikan, Vikashin Be'emtza Mahu. What is the din? Let us just look into the Perish Chai so we'll know what we're speaking about. The Perish Chai is on 161, picture 45. So here, the Gemara is speaking about this. He had two thin Sulamis. And the tooth in Salamis, when they're separated, he separated the tooth in Salamis, it's dalit for him. So in order to make that it should be able to use this, he put kashim in the airspace between the two Salamis, and the Malkalas Hashal, will this make it a sulam dalit? That's the shayla of the Gemara. Or the next shayla of the Gemara is, if you have if it is not dalit, let's look at picture, the next picture, picture 46, that he went and put, he was chaykik into the kaisel, he was chaykik into the kaisel, kenaga de shleivis, also to make it dalit.
So a kapana by Tosis, you need a sulam dalit. So let us see now Tosis. Chem mashme that stam sulam is dalit, the common, the common, sulam ikan, the sulam ikan, the kashim ben samal. Chokak lahashlam, the koisel, the kam. Mashme the boy roche valbo. So memele, so now we have a kash. So stam sulam is also dalit. And there it says it has to reach the top. And here it's good if it's memai. V'doichik loyma dohod v'nishigia l'roisha koiso b'loisagi b'meshe mita airi sheyesh bein zeh lo zeh gimel. There it is speaking about that you have between one shleiv and the other shleiv, you have gimel tvoche. U'shleiv atachtoy nename gevoy yimina orit shloyshe. Tave miyot ba'avi v'loish mei miyot. So here Taisa want to say a very lomda sheteret. The way we mentioned before that the gather of miut ba'avir is pshat, that the lomdus is that we shorten the kaisel by picturing that the kakois achotzel starts a tefachaya, we will magbiya the karkes achotzel, so mamelo, so the kaisel became a tefach short. It's only a kaisel of 9 tvachim. Now, this only works if it starts from the ground. So we can assume that the koisel is 9 tvachim. If the koisel if the miut does not start from the ground, so then we can't assume that the koisel is 9 tvachim. So then there's another eitzah. So if you have a sulam that reaches till the top, so memeila so pshat is I can live with a ten tefach dike kaisel because I have the sulam that enables me to go over the kaisel, but then it has to reach the top. That one of the two, either you can go over it or we assume that the kalke was raised. But if the kalke is raised, it has to, there can't be ba'avit. So Taisa says v'doichik. Ruchay and Lomdis would be a beautiful teretz, but the Kabbalah of the Deichings, the Gemara should have said that. That means we have here two Gemaras, one next to the other, this Nayin Zayin and Mebeis, this Nayin Ches, and here it's speaking, and there it's speaking about that there's a Reichiv Gimel Tvachim between the Shleivis. The Gemara should have mentioned it, that the Gemara Machzach the Shvissendig, Beis Tachoyis, that that's not the case. And it's speaking about Becholayf. Meforeshri, the hocha beinen arbo al arbo, she roi lamoid ulis akev olof. So now the ri is choylik on Rashi. Rashi held that dalet means oirech dalet. You do not need oirech veroichev dalet. And the ri is choylik on Rashi. Meforeshri, the hocha beinen arbo al arbo. This it's the bit that is memayit has to be arbo alabo roi lamoidelis akevolov, and this has a area that one could stand and be misakev velalis ala kaisel, and from there he could be ala kaisel olehochi, and therefore since this is such a large mokaim loy beinen elishi is mayit a kaisel meyasoro avolikamon. But the Gemara later that says boy she giad roisha kaisel loy aire beroichev dalet al dalet. That's not dalet al dalet. So memel if it's not dalet al dalet, so then there's a different din. So then you have to be able to go over the kaisel. So now Taisvis has a problem. So Taisvis says that this Gemara that holds that a bottom miyat is sufficient, you don't have to go all the way to the top, is only when it's dalet al dalet. So now we hear the second Gemara. Now a ladder is very not shchiach that the rung should be dalet al dalet. Taisa says all ladders are very, they're made out of small slats. So Taisa says, "V'sulam sheshleivos pirchos loike ein sulam eishelono." It's not speaking about like all ladders. Eloke ein madreges. It is speaking about something that is similar to steps, shekoyin gardish.
V'loy ke'ein madregei shel avonim she'oisim kemin stov lifnim mistov, ala madregeis boltim ze al gav ze, she'esh cholol va'avir ben shleivo l'shleivo, v'zeu loshin peiches.
Now, so let us look in the Peirish Chai. This is picture 28. Picture 28, so this is like steps. So here, if it's like steps already, and it's, we will see that you have a board that is the base of these steps, and the steps are jutting out from the board. So if this is steps already, so this could be already Dalet al Dalet. So what is Pshat Perches? Perches means that one is over the other. Lezeloshen Perches, Elkei Madregish Shekoyin Gardish, Elkei Madregish Avonim. Avonim means, as we looked in the other picture in Perikhes, Shaisin Kimistov, Lefnim Mistov, Ela Madregish Boiltim Ze Al Gav Ze, Sheish Cholol Va'avir Ben Shleiv Ola Sheva. Ze Loshim Perikhes, Kmai Nimtso Keves Perayach Al Gabi Amo the Yisoid Va'amo Soiviv the Perikot Shekodoshim, and that's Picture 29.
So now we have two tziurim
that the same thing. And he tells us both. So Taisi Rakasha, why is it necessary to tell us both? Bitzach Lashmina Bitzva Bisulam Shusley Baisa Pechas Di Ashmina Bitzva Havamina Bisulam Sha'ain Bisulam Sha'ain Bishleiva Tachtainabo Vieshbo Yainabo Afilu Yesh Benzelo Zeshloi Shamemai.
I would think by a sulam there's a svar that should be killed from an itzavid leichoshev miyut ba'avil.
This is not considered miyut ba'avil, kivin the me'achoy rea sulam mechubakul yachat. Since all of them are attached. Me'achoy rea sulam, like this is one thick board, as we see in the picture 28. It's one thick board. So I would think even though they are not, there's a goiva gimel tvochim bein, from one step to the other step, but since the mechuber me'achayrav, so it's called one big entity, and it's not called a miyad ba'aver. The have ke'itz the va'achas. So therefore, he tells us no, that it has to be pachas migim.
V'yashmin in sulav minad itz the ba'afilo ein bein zelo ze gimel have miyut.
It's the ba'afilo ein bein zelo ze gimel have miyut ba'aver that it won't help. Deine itzabat achtoine mevateles ha'avil v'loich shive kesulam kol shohu v'chozi v'loich shive kesulam kol
yeah.
Afil ein bein lezeg ain't the yesh minit sulam. If it would say sulam avminit itzabat afil ein bein zelezeg gimel have a miut ba'avil, that this is worse, that afil a lovod won't help. Deine itz tve hatachtoine mevateles ha'avid.
Because the two different entities, that means the itz, since the itz tve ha'yoin is not mechuba, the itz tve hatachtoine, so the itz tve ha'yoin is a miyad ba'avid. I have there underneath something else, that's gonish, but the miyad is from the ha'yoin, and the ha'yoin is a different entity with the tachtoine.
Loich shiva kisulam kol shahu t'chozi la'aliye umevatel ha'avil shetachas hazis.
And this is different than a sulam kol shahu, the next gemara, because this you can go up on, and mevatel la'avil, there it is mevatel, but here you can't go up on it, and it's too different, it's taboy, so I would think it's not mevatel.
So that's how Tosfos learned Pshat in our Gemara. So Tosfos said that our Gemara is speaking about that Dalid al Dalid, and therefore it has a Teiras Miut, because she could be Misakav Olav, The Gemara later is speaking about that it is not Dalad al Dalad. There you need a Sulam to the Rosh HaKoyis. The Benetam Meforish. The Benetam says Pshat as follows. The Hod, the Boy, Shiyagiya Sulam Ad Rosh HaKoyis. Hainu Besulam Shein Kavua. The Benetam said a different Lomdus. He says, if it's not Kavua, so then you have to be able physically to go over the Kaisel. If it is Kavua, then it has a Teres Miut. Veniralari, the Gabi Lul Apasuach Lalia Mi Boilon Lael Itzore Sulam Kavua Ilav. There the Sulam is going up from the bottom room to the Aliyah. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, as long as you can physically go up, you don't need kviyas. Mash with the bechol duch to be in sulam kavua. But oid she ain't a kavua, if it's not kavua, keep in the little b'shabbos. Afilo megiya ad reisha kaisel ain't loy lohoyel. That means even though b'poyel, you can go over the bridge, bridge over the kaisel, since it's nittle, so it shouldn't help. Kimoi charitz shebein shtei chatzeres. This non lekamon, if we have a ditch between two chatzeres, afilu molei kash eiteben, so there also you have a way to go over the ditch. Ma'alvin shnayim ve'ein ma'alvin echot. I bepoil you can go over. Lefish ein kavu hasham v'osid litloi. So that means from those that even though you can bridge the gap, that does not help if it's a dover hanitl.